April 20, 1912. Human flavors do not satisfy the hunger for divine and eternal happiness, and Jesus embitters them in order to be able to give his divine flavors. Continuing in my usual state, as soon as blessed Jesus came, he told me, "My daughter, nature tends toward happiness with an irresistible force, but with reason. It was made to be happy, with a divine and eternal happiness. But with great detriment for themselves, some get attached to one flavor, some to two flavors, some others to three, and others to four, but they still remain unsatisfied and cannot find the true taste, causing emptiness within themselves and remaining embittered, bothered and nauseated. It happens that, for the human inclination, even the flavors of what is good and holy have within themselves something human with which they get mixed. So they don't have the strength to completely absorb and overwhelm the nature in the divine flavor. This happens even more because, when I want to accomplish my divine works in the souls, I keep embittering all that is human in their satisfactions, to be able to give them my flavors which, being innumerable, have the strength to absorb all their nature in the divine taste. Can anyone give greater love than this, in order to give more to the souls I take away the little from them? Or better, in order to give them everything I take away the nothing? Yet, this work of mine is received badly by the creature.